So, to begin, I offer my warm greetings to all of you, and especially warm to the people who are new here on 7 a.m. or this morning sitting, who are participating in the Zen Center's intensive on the harmony of Zen and Vipassana. And just a couple of words for those of you who might be here from there is that the way this format works is I usually begin with a few minutes of introductory comments that are setting the context for the meditation of the morning, and then there's some guided meditation that follows that, and then end with a what I call a dedication of merit, a variation of that, and then a little at 7:30, what we call a dharmet, a 15-minute talk. If you have problems with the YouTube, that it's frozen, or if I don't appear on the screen at the beginning at all, even though the chats are beginning to roll through, if the chats don't roll through, and if nothing's happening, if problems like that are usually resolved by refreshing. And if you're not sure how to refresh, just close the window and open it again in the way you got to it. And the most common problem with not hearing the sound is that there's actually some issue with your computer. So just check all the settings on your computer, including the speaker setting, and see. And then if there's no sound, and you look at the chat, and there's lots of people who are saying no sound, then the problem's here on my end, and hopefully I'll notice soon enough that there's a problem, and that I'm talking just to myself. Usually I didn't push a button. So, the harmony of Zen and Vipassana. In my mind and in my heart, I begin this idea of the harmony or the commonality even of these two wonderful Buddhist meditation traditions with a teaching from one of our teachers, our first generation of teachers here in the West, studied with a man named Munindra Ji, an Indian who studied Burma and became a great Vipassana teacher. And he had this wonderful teaching that if it is not simple, it's not Vipassana. And that in simplicity, maybe, is where commonality, harmony can be found. That there's something powerful and profound about simplicity. A simple simplicity of being. A willingness and allowing, valuing of just being alive. My Zen teacher, Mel Weitzman, made this powerful statement to me once. We were driving across the bridge here in San Francisco, the Bay Bridge, and I was driving him, and he was asking about my life, and I was telling him about different things that were new for me. And at some point, listening to me, he said, just calmly, relaxedly, it seemed like just the right time, he said, just to be alive is enough. And that was a powerful moment for me. Just to be alive is enough. Just to be simple and breathing and here. And so we make it complicated. And understanding how we make things unnecessarily complicated can help us return to a very powerful, significant way of being, which is to allow this life force, allow this breathing being to manifest, to express itself in this fullest possible way that it can be, that sometimes is called liberated. But to keep it simple. And one of the ways that we make it complicated is by getting preoccupied or caught up in our thinking. And so one of the ways to return to simplicity, return from the fixation, the caught-upness in thinking, is to rely on breathing. The rhythm of breathing, the way the inhale appears and disappears, the exhale appears and disappears, the rhythm of that, if we stay close to it, the fluidity, the change, the cycles of that breathing is an alternative to getting the mind caught in thoughts. We come back to the breathing, we stay with that rhythm, that massage of breathing, and it helps us to notice when we wander off in thought and have lost in preoccupation and fantasy. It helps us to know there's an alternative, and we come back to the embodied physical simplicity of just being a human being that's breathing. And in the process of doing so, our minds might protest, have other ideas, and say that other things are more important. And maybe so, but maybe those can wait for later. Maybe first to keep returning to the breathing, being with the breathing, letting the thinking mind quiet down, release itself, thaw, open up, and discover some deeper intimacy with this lived life as it's being lived. So breathing, the simplicity of just being, staying, resting with the breathing, is one way to discover the simplicity of being. So to assume a meditation posture that allows you to have a balance of alertness and relaxation. And no matter what your posture, maybe there's some way you can gently, gently kind of put your body in a little bit more alert. Like, so there's a embodied attentiveness. And then gently closing your eyes. And to begin this connection to breathing, it can be helpful to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And the fuller breaths is like a ritual reminder of here, this is the meditation hall, the inner meditation hall, the body's experience of breathing. And with the deeper breaths, long exhale, long exhale, if you can then relax on the exhale. Relax your body. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And then with a normal breath, continue this process of letting go. Relaxing. Relaxing your body. Breathing in and breathing out. As you exhale, relaxing and softening your belly. As you exhale, relaxing your shoulders. As you exhale, softening the muscles of your face. And then when we're attuning ourselves to the experience of breathing, you might think of it as becoming aware of the way of the body's experience of breathing. So it's not so much being in the control tower, looking and focusing on the breathing, and as it is being inside, feeling, sensing how the body experiences breathing. And feeling the rhythm of the body breathing, breathing in and breathing out. And feeling that rhythm where it's most pronounced, sometimes in the belly, sometimes in the chest, or perhaps in the nostrils as the air goes in and out. Wherever it's easiest, nicest. Allowing the attention to rest there. And if you notice your mind wanders off in thought, as simply and non-conflictfully as you can, begin again with your breathing. Always ready to begin again. Allowing yourself the simplicity of riding the body's experience of breathing. Attention can be seen to be a food, that wherever attention goes, it's feeding something. If you allow your attention to go into thinking and distracted thoughts, we feed the thinking mind. But if we bring our attention and bring it into awareness of breathing, not just focusing on the breath, but attention is in the awareness of breathing, in the body's experience of breathing, then we're feeding awareness. We're feeding our ability to be present. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, we can dedicate the merit of our practice together for the welfare of others. And the way, one way to do this is to do it consciously and explicitly. To think of merit as the ways that we have benefited from this meditation today. And to spend a few moments at the end of a sitting considering what those benefits might be. Maybe we're calmer or less agitated. Maybe we know ourselves better. We know something about our agitation or even our craziness. And it's good to know it. We can be wiser then. Or maybe we're more accepting, less angry or less afraid, more peaceful, more in touch with ourselves. More forgiving. The list could be quite long. And it doesn't have to be a dramatic benefit, but to consider the benefits. What you can know and recognize, maybe there's many you don't know. And then to consider how those benefits, how you can bring those benefits into the world today. How can you extend those benefits or express them for the welfare and happiness of others? If we live with a wall of separation between ourselves and others, then we're also separated from ourselves. But as the wall comes down, we actually know ourselves more fully. And this dedication of merit is part of this crumbling of the walls and allowing our goodwill to begin spreading out into the world. And not just letting this be a wishful thinking, but to imagine how the benefits of this meditation might support someone in your conversations today, and communications today, and your way of being with someone. And may it be that the benefits of this meditation somehow or other can be expressed in these well-wishing. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings everywhere be free.